On behalf of Father Carlos and Father Vincenzo, your priest who served the parish here, and all the staff, the people who serve, the members of this community so effectively, John and all of his musicians, we welcome you today and we say a very Merry Christmas to all of you. We hope it is a day you remember a long time, something that touches your hearts, maybe sparks again that gift of grace, that gift that Christ has given to us, which is the gift of himself. The gospel reading from John's gospel, it's the prologue to John's gospel. It's something some of you old timers may remember because at the end of every Mass years ago, I mean, I'm talking about years ago, over 50, we used to say that prologue of John's gospel at the end of every Mass. Then it was discontinued when they started revising the liturgy more than 50 years ago. But anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful gospel. And if we take the time to just read it and pause and reflect on it, we do not realize, if we realize fully the gift that we have received, we would be dead and in heaven with God. Because what we have received is what John refers to as the Word of God. And the Word of God is the thought of God that became the second person of the Trinity. Truly God, and truly he knows everything that God knows. Everything that was made through him. All of us have our life through that Word of God, which is Christ become man. You think about that. Every bit of life that exists anywhere in the universe, it all came to be through him. He is God. He is the gift that the Father sent to us. He came for a number of reasons. One of the reasons being that he wanted to right the wrong that our first parents committed. He wanted to right the sinfulness that human nature has a tendency to fall into as a result of that first rebellion. He came to right all of that. He came again to teach us a way of life. He taught us a way of life that is supposed to bring joy and love and peace, not only into our world, but first of all into our own personal lives. But we need some direction. We need some way to make sure that that can happen. And Jesus is the way that happens. He said, I will teach you how you can live in harmony and peace with one another and with all people. But like all students, we have to be willing to learn. He suffered and died for us so that all of that would be taken away. And all we would have to do is acknowledge it, how much we needed him, how much we thanked him, how much we are grateful for what he did, and we have a pathway to paradise. That's what he came to open for us. He came to us because he loves us. The very nature of God is love. He cannot do anything but love. Even the worst wretched sinner, criminal, monster that could be, God cannot hate him or her, because God is love. The closest thing we know to that in our human existence probably is a mother's love. Where in spite of whatever her children do, they can be mean, they can be nasty, they can be the worst creature that she could ever think of, but there is something in her that will always make her love that child. That's the way God is with us. He came to us in spite of our sinfulness and said, I love you. I want you to know that. I want you to be with me. And so he gave to us that path to paradise, which is a path of the life of Jesus himself. He came to teach us. You follow this path. I will bring you to love. I will bring you to perfect love and peace. I will bring joy to you that you will never forget, that will never go away. All of that I will bring to you. I invite you to be part of the kingdom of God here on earth so that you can make that begin to happen in our world. That's the invitation he extends to us. That's the gift he gives to us. This is not some off-being of God. This is the very Son of God, the very Word of God, the very thought of God who came to us and became one of us so that he could better teach and guide us to what he wants to give to us. Archbishop Romero, who was killed a number of years ago, was shot while he was celebrating Mass because somebody didn't like him too much. And he said the people who can appreciate and welcome and feel joy and love in their hearts, especially at Christmas, are the people who are in need of Christ. It's not just those who are poor. It means anybody in this world who has in their heart this need, this desire, this love for Christ, will somehow find peace as we celebrate. They will find joy in their hearts, not just on Christmas Day, but as something that will always be there. But first of all, we have to need him in our lives. You know, in our world today, we have so many things that excuse me, that distract us from God and the things of God. We think that because we can put together a lot of things and maybe store away a lot of money and all of this kind of stuff that we don't need anybody else. But when we know, if we're serious and stop and think about it, mm-hmm. We all need something more, because we have to have hope. We have to have something that we're reaching for all the time, or we become exceedingly restless. We are not at peace. And so Christ says, I give that to you. If you have need of me, of what I teach you, of how I can help you, of the grace that I give to you, the sacraments that I give to you to support you and to guide you and strengthen you, if you recognize the need in yourself that you need him, that you need Christ and what he brings to us, then we will find perfect joy in the hereafter. But we will also have joy in our lives. We will have peace in our lives. Today, as we celebrate this beautiful feast, together with your family, your friends, those who are dear to you, we hope it is a very blessed day for all of you. It's a fun day, a good day, a healthy day, a renewal day for all of you, but also a day to maybe think about the gift that we really come to celebrate, which is a gift of the Word of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord.